mousetop reindeer bed.
Was playing the violin and singing, and I had to take a number to get a date with her when I first started dating her in high school. And she had a full ride scholarship on the violin, but she decided to follow me into ministry instead. So God bless her for the choices that she made in life, but what a beautiful gift tonight her playing was to us. It's the season of Advent. The waiting is almost over. Christmas is almost here, but as we're here tonight, we finally get to light all the candles on the wreath, and so the Rickle family is here to help us do that tonight.
And now we light the Christ candle, which illustrates Jesus coming into the world as the light of the world. This candle burns brightly to remind us that the promise of all these other weeks has been fulfilled by the birth of Jesus. Jesus has come that we might have hope, peace, joy, and love in our lives. The Christ candle also reminds us to carry this light with us to the world around us, that the world also might know of hope, peace, joy, and love that Jesus brings. Let us pray. Dear God, help us to remember that you are the light of the world. Remind us that we carry your light with us and help us to share your light with those around us, that the darkest places in the world might be illuminated by the light of your hope, peace, joy, and love. Amen.
Amen.
I will be reading from Isaiah, the 9th chapter, 2 through 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatest of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Amen. All right, at this time, if you would stand with me, and our special musical group is going to come and prepare to lead us. While they're doing that, would you be sure to meet those around you and make sure to welcome them and make them feel comfortable here tonight? Appreciate you doing this. She has one more scripture.
Thank you.
So she'll read one scripture before. Okay, let's find our spots again, and you can go ahead and have a seat for just a moment. And Connie DePauli is going to read more from the Word of the Lord for us tonight.
I'm reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. The birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus, the Roman emperor, issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This census was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own ancestral town to register. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the royal line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be his wife, and they were expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in the manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
All right, let's stand together and let's sing the songs of Christmas.
Loving hearts enthroned him.
seated. This time we'll have another scripture.
Reading from Luke 2, 8 through 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they'd seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Amen. Thank you. Right, at this time, we would like to receive offerings, and so we'll ask our ushers to come and prepare. You don't have to feel pressure to give tonight, but if you would like to give, we want to give you that opportunity at this time. Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful for the gift of Christmas, for the wonder of Jesus, the child born in a manger, the babe who was God in the flesh. And we're grateful tonight, Lord, for friends and family who can be together, gathered around in this time of darkness, but celebrating the wonderful light of Jesus coming into the world. And so tonight, we have received so much from you, Lord. Tonight, we give back gladly and with an open hand, and we say thank you. Although we could never outgive you, we ask that you'll multiply these gifts, that your light would go forth all around the world. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. 'Tis the season to be jolly, la-la-la-la-la. Apparel, fa la la la.
This time we'll have more scripture, and so Bob's going to come and read for us from the Gospel of John.
Reading from John 1. The Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that had been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. That light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The world became flesh. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Amen. It's such a beautiful time of the year to drive around in the evening and to see all the lights. Maybe, how many of you are one of those families that just goes crazy and your house, you can see it from space? Anybody here? All right, that's great. It's fun to go see that. I wouldn't want to pay the bill for that, but I'm glad other people do it. It's beautiful, it's nice. We have so much time of darkness this time of year, it's just nice to have these lights there. And what a wonderful reminder they are. And tonight, we have a lot of beauty in this room. It looks so wonderful. Helen and Despina and everyone who worked so hard, Sandy, others who gave of their time whenever they could to help decorate for this season. It comes down to this moment where we are celebrating the light that shined in the darkness. Now, some people say, well, why do we celebrate Jesus' birthday this time of year? But that's exactly why. Because when the world was at its darkest, that's when Jesus came. And it was in the contrast against the darkness that his light could be seen for what it was. When Jesus arrived that night, he was an infant. Just absolutely as tender and as innocent as he could possibly be. And in arriving in such an unassuming way, there were kings who at first imagined it couldn't possibly be a threat to them. But then they came to understand that this child was a king from another world, and they did feel threatened. And even the gates of hell ultimately shuddered that God would become a human being. And how wonderful it is to think about the fact that God, in his infinite wisdom, decided to become one of us, decided to enter into our suffering. And the miracle of the incarnation is so amazing to think about, how God became flesh. And this passage in John is so descriptive and so wonderful on its own, how it describes for us that the role that Jesus came to fulfill was the Word, the Logos. Now, this was a term that had been used in ancient philosophy, especially some Jewish philosophers like Philo and others, had been used to describe the principle of order that God had built into the universe, saying, although it may seem chaotic at times, underneath it all, there is this truth that holds it all together. And John was given unique insight by the Holy Spirit to see and understand that Jesus was that powerful truth come to life. And so as he arrived, with angels singing to lowly shepherds, and with just a few people and just a very fragile couple coming to bear his presence into the world, he was coming both full of grace and full of truth. And I think that's the real power of a night like this. As wonderful as it is to get together with family, as wonderful it is to gather together and to give each other gifts that express the love that we have, and hopefully those gifts are a symbol of the love that God has shown us and of a remembrance of the gifts that were brought and eventually presented to Jesus in Epiphany. But in the midst of all of that, there was also truth that was being announced to the world. Truth that could change the world. And truth that comes to change our lives anew and afresh. Everything that we see and have and experience in this world came into being through the hand of Jesus. And he came because this is a fallen world. We're on our own, we are lost in sin, and we don't have a clue what to do with ourselves. But Jesus came, full of grace and full of truth, so that God could forgive us, but God could also change us and show us a better way. Titus, in chapter 2, Paul wrote it to him this way, beginning in verse 11. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. Now, you may agree that in our world today, there just don't seem to be as many people who are eager to do what is good. And yet, maybe it's just because only the worst stories are being handed down to us through the media. And maybe we're all getting just a little bit jaded and we're noticing every time someone falls short. I don't know about you, but I think we've proved the point that we can find what is wrong with the world. But if we start in our own hearts and in honesty before God, we open ourselves to both the grace and the truth that Jesus came to bring, then maybe we'll discover that although there is brokenness in all of us, there is a powerful love available to all of us. And by the grace of God, and with each other's help, we can begin to do good, and we can see the world change. In this season of waiting, we are waiting for a blessed hope. The hope of Jesus as he first arrived at Christmas, and we're going to celebrate that over these next couple days, but also the blessed hope that Jesus is coming again. And the even more blessed hope that he is bringing a kingdom, that he is making all things new, and that we can be who God designed us to be, and we can live in a world where everything is as it should be. Once again, that's the light that shined in the darkness. That's the light that can change our lives tonight. That's the blessed hope that we can lean into and live into by the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So would you bow your heads for just a moment? Father, in this wonderful night, may none of us here miss out on any of the grace that you have for us. For Lord, any of us can confess our sins, and we can profess our faith in Jesus as the Savior of the world and the one who has come to redeem us, to bring the light, to show us where the darkness is, but to also show us a better way. And that hope can become a very personal hope for all of us tonight, that we would receive the grace and then be able to live the truth. If there's anyone here this evening, Lord, who feels on the outside of your grace and feels like they're on the wrong side of truth, then may this be the night. May this be the moment when a new day dawns and a light shines. They see it perhaps for the first time, or for the first time in a long time, open their hearts completely to your blessed hope. And Lord, tonight in this moment, we just want to say thank you that we could share this moment, basking in the glory of your grace together. And one more year, it has been found fitting in your will for us to be able to celebrate Christmas. May the wonder of it all continue to light the way. And may the world see your grace and your truth in us. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, so let's stand again and let's sing together, O Holy Night. And then make sure you got one of these because you're going to need it in just a moment.
In lowly manger in all.
to be our friend. Fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine. Oh, night when Christ was born.
To the world through Jesus, and we want to share that with each other. So please take the light, pass it down your row. Let's go ahead and dim the lights. Good. Okay.
Silent night.
From this place to celebrate with our families, take this light with you, but not literally. Let's blow these out carefully before we go, but go with the light of Jesus in your heart and make this a wonderful and very merry Christmas. May God bless you as you go. Take care.
Amen.